This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time now for us to discover your hidden power. As many of you know, I am, by the way, for those of you who don't know, I'm Doug Steffen. In addition to being Doug Steffen, I am a very curious sort. And with all my years on the radio, I've always tried to engage people, provoke people, inspire people with insight into things that are not on the top of the heap when it comes to discussion, especially on a radio or a general consumer radio program like this. But we do have lots of hidden power. There are lots of things about our lives that many of us don't understand. Some of us do the same things the same way all the time. What's the old expression? How crazy it is to keep repeating things, doing everything the same way, expecting a different result. And so what I'm eager to do here, because I'm curious myself, my Scorpio nature gets me to be, or allows me to be a free thinker, and I don't tell you that I always have the right thoughts or the most intelligent thoughts, but I do have lots of thoughts. And it has helped me expand my mind, and because of my curiosity, learning more about how my mind works, I thought it would be great for us to bring you a series of programs on what's going on in your mind, or how perhaps you can make your mind work a little bit better. And in this, in my desire to bring you things that not a lot of other people talk about on the radio, things come up that are sometimes controversial. So with that in mind, I bring you a lady who is, or she describes herself as, a complete and hopeless romantic. Her name is Beth Liebling. We met actually last week at the Talkers Convention. She does a radio program called Love and Laughter on a station in Houston, and is the love and the laughter comes from lots of different sources. I suppose loving and laughing, Beth, you might, when you get naked with somebody for the first time, you just, you know, gales of laughter, right?
I think everybody should be laughing in their bedroom, and if they're not, they're just not doing it right, or they're not doing it enough.
All right. So the idea here is to prevent people from getting stuck and using your mind and your imagination to exercise that part of your mind, which gives you the ability to look at things differently, whether it's romance. I think most people, when they go to see, and we're going to bring Maria Trilogy in on this in a few minutes, because when most people go to an astrologer, they want to talk about romance, their job, or their health. But most of the time, it's romance. So in your experience, people come to you. You've been trained. I think you told me you were professionally a lawyer, but as, and then one could come up with a line, what's a great girl like you doing in a career like that? Or how did you decide to get out of lawyering and start giving advice to people?
Yeah. Well, even when I was a kid, my parents were very uptight. They didn't know how to talk about love and romance and sex. They threw three books at me and said, here. And that was the last conversation we ever had about romance, relationships, or sex. So even as a kid, I knew I wanted to educate people about how to talk to their kids about these things, or I wanted to write books directly for kids whose parents didn't know how to talk to them. So this crazy passion of mine has been ongoing, but I wound up in law school and then became a board-certified divorce lawyer just because, frankly, it was faster than getting a PhD. But I've always been, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But I would tell people when they came to me for divorce that they could either pay for their kids' college or my kids' college. It's just that easy. I always thought that dealing with people and dealing with problems head-on was a better way to do it. And then divorces were said. So now I'm in the, I learned a lot, though, about what tears people apart. And the biggest one is that they lose the intimacy, that special connection.
All right, so let's go one step further and use the power of our mind to understand losing intimacy, losing the desire to be intimate, is created by what? What sort of mental or physical things happen that cause people to lose their desire for another human being with whom they have been very intimate?
There are lots of different reasons. Life comes in the way. When you're dating somebody at first, that intimacy, that's the way to escape life, right? Those are those moments where you forget all the problems in the world. You are completely, you become connected to this other person. It is the fantasy. Once people are in long-term relationships, I think what happens is that that becomes part of their problem. And so the physical intimacy, acts of intimacy between them, doesn't necessarily take them outside of those everyday world. They carry them with them. They resent, oh, I had to do the dishes today. You haven't taken the trash out yet. You're giving too much time to your kids, et cetera, et cetera. So I liken it a little bit to the fact that nobody would ever see the same TV show, the same theater show every night. And yet what happens in our intimate relations is we go into the bedroom, we're going to see the same show every night, and somehow then we're surprised that it doesn't satisfy us. Mm-hmm. So I encourage people to think of it as a romantic show and to think about what kind of show they want to create and have the freedom. We can like a stand-up one-person comedy show. We can like a two-person show with no acts, no props, no intermissions. Everything from there on out to change the lighting, change the music, add some scenery, intermissions, costume changes, and a full-on chorus line. We like all of those things when we go to the theater, and I encourage people to bring that into their romantic life, whether it's through acting out fantasies, whether it's scenes, costumes, changes, romantic props. So I think everybody should have a prop closet. Because, again, nobody goes to the theater to see the props. They need the actors to use them. That's what gives them depth and meaning. But it definitely changes the show.
So when you use...
You text your partner and say, hey, this is the kind of show I want to see tonight.
When you use the props or you use the imagination you're talking about, and this is really how we get to your hidden power, the power that's in there, the imagination, the creativity, that in many respects has been, and I don't use this term, well, it's beaten out of us because of convention. And so the average person who might have desire or be interested in lots of different intimate things feels that the conventionality that is necessary is the external gets into the internal. Am I right for that?
Yes, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. We need to, the power that we have is actually what it is that turns us on, mm-hmm. that makes us smile, that brings a glint to our eye, that's just a little bit of unexpected. That's exactly right.
You have a place in Houston called Darling Way, which is a boutique that now has some of the touches or the trappings of a physical romance. Is that you notice how gingerly I'm describing
this? I know.
Yeah.
I know, and isn't it terrible because nobody has any idea? But yes, so Darling Way, to me, is just, it's a place of love. It is a place that doesn't matter how old you are, you come in here, there's fun, there's love, there's warmth, there's a little excitement. You can laugh at things that you've never seen before. There are all sorts of romantic props that people probably haven't seen before. There's lingerie that's just to die for that you can put on and you feel like a princess. There's underwear and things for men that my son who works in the shop, he says the underwear, it's life-changing.
Your son, does he model the underwear?
No, he works here. No, he manages all my IT and stuff. But he's my harshest critic. And yes, so it's just amazing that what we put on changes the way we feel about ourselves. From the first thing you put on after your shower or whatever in the morning, if you put on something dingy and drab, you feel kind of dingy and drab. You put on something that fits you and feels good, and you actually love touching it. You want to touch yourself. Your partner wants to touch you more. It carries with you all day long. Women, sometimes we have what we call power bras. You put those on in the morning. I used to, when I was working as a lawyer and going to court, I'd put on a power bra if I had a tough day in court that day. And it was like you were just talking about Wonder Woman, right? What we wear, that outfit carries through, whether or not anybody sees it or not. So the same thing, but let's free those imaginations. Let's take that judgment out, and let's really finding a long-term relationship. That should be where the best power is. that excitement that we can try things, we can like things, we can see a show tonight in our bedroom. We don't have to promise that we're going to see it again every single night forever. We may never want to see it. We may want to see it once a week, once a year. I don't care. But let's do it different. And let's laugh together, not at each other.
But your hidden
space to do it.
Your hidden power is the focus here. Beth Liebling from Darling Way in Houston, also a host on the, it's interesting, the radio program you do is on the sports station, which I find intriguing as well. In a moment, appearance, I want to find out what astrology and Maria Trilogy can do to support a love relationship. I want to kind of talk about the elements of what you are bringing to the table and what she brings to the table that can create much better love, because that's part of your imagination goes to those places. That's part of your hidden power to bring them into reality. As we continue here at 17 past the hour.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
We parents hear our kids say lots of things that can get us pretty worked up. Things like,
look, Mom, no hands.
And,
ouch, that hurts.
Look, you'll never completely stop worrying about your kids, but you can breathe a little easier with free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP programs in your state. The truth is, they're covering more kids and teens than ever before. So even if you've applied in the past, even if you don't qualify, your kids can now be eligible for regular doctor and dentist visits, prescriptions, and more. So the next time you hear,
ooh, I don't feel so good.
Relax. Your kids can be covered. Get us kids covered today. Families of four earning up to $49,200 a year or more may qualify. Just go to insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. End 7/22/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
All right, 20 minutes after the hour, Beth Liebling is here, and Maria Trilogy will join us in a few moments. The Love and Laughter program, Love and Laughter with Beth, from a station in Houston. She talks about most anything. I actually haven't heard you, so I don't know how this takes place. I mean, there are probably a lot of people that have fun with it and are not very serious when it comes to this stuff. I would tend to be very serious about it, because I think that being in love and having a love relationship is a very serious thing, although it needs to be fun. As you said, you got to shift it up. I guess,
yes.
And it is, I don't think it's even just in the bedroom. I think that it's with your everyday approach to life, doing different things, although it's fun to go to the movies and go to dinner and that sort of thing. There's nothing worse than being boring. And
right.
I don't want to be boring. Mm-hmm. And, I think that you got to, go ahead.
I actually tell people that I think actually romance, it might end in the bedroom. You might have the final act, if you will, in the bedroom, but romance should start way before then. It should start really in the morning, before you even leave for work, if you can, or whatever it is, but it should be an ongoing process. It is not just a 5-minute, 15-minute, or whatever you think once the lights go out in the bedroom and you're ready to go to sleep.
One wonders if you can have love for somebody and never have it end in the bedroom, if the love is a different kind of love, but we're talking about emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical love in this context. 21 after the hour.
Hi, hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Focus on the hidden powers of your mind. Each time we get together here, we have the services of one of the most fantastic astrologers the world has ever known. Maria Francesca Trilogy is here. We also have Mary O'Malley, who is a great intuitive. So these two ladies are here every week. And so the interchange with somebody like Beth Leibling is here with us. Beth, is it Leibling or Liebling? I got to make sure that I...
Liebling.
It's Liebling. Okay. So
yes.
Beth Liebling is a person who has been in touch, getting in touch, trying to help people get in touch with how they can use their mind for a great sexual and relationship. I guess the two sometimes do go hand in hand, sometimes they don't. But a relationship experience also can be supported by astrology. And so I wanted to have Maria have a conversation with Beth about how astrology supports love, the compatibility factors that go into this. So, Maria, I'll let you take it away, and maybe you can just ask or interact with Beth directly.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Maria.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm so good.
Good. I've been kind of listening a little bit to the show and was talking to Doug yesterday. We were discussing the idea of how astrology fits in with love. And when I do work with clients that are looking for something called a compatibility chart, we look at where different planets are located between the two people. And, of course, first of all, we look at their basic nature being their sun sign. But as far as love is concerned, the planets we look at, of course, is where the moons are located and what's the chemistry between the signs that the moons are in. So if someone has a moon in a fire sign and the other person has a moon in a water sign, it is going to bring a different kind of
love relationship than if two people together have moons and fire signs. We always also look at where the Venus and Mars signs are, because that will indicate what the sexual attraction is between these two people.
So let me ask you this. When you, Maria, are counseling people, and Beth is a counselor too, so maybe both of you can sort of factor this in. Do people come to you pretty much with the same kind of problems, the problems being intimacy, and maybe you both have different ways of working through whatever the intimacy problem, but isn't that what breaks down some suspicion that leads to a lack of love, a lack of lust, a lack of whatever?
Well, yes, it depends on how we experience emotional response. Some people, when they fall in love, that love comes to them, or the passion comes immediately, where the other person may have that passion in the beginning of the relationship, and then there is somewhat of a breakdown because other issues come in. So it really is a wonderful way for a couple to understand each other, understand the way each other thinks, understand the way each other processes emotions, and understand their sexuality. Some people are very passionate and sexual, and other people do not process emotion in that way. It isn't like they don't want to be intimate with a partner, but that intimacy is different than maybe the person, the male or the female. And it isn't always the man that's the most assertive or aggressive in the way that they show their emotions. It depends a lot on what that combination is like. And as I've always said, it's the chemistry between people.
All right, so Beth, let me try this on Beth for a second, Maria. When you're counseling people, they come to you and they say they've lost their loving feeling, the Righteous Brothers song, you've lost that loving feeling. You find that people get it back again, and is there an understanding? I think that's part of the hidden power here. If you really want to have it work again, is there a way of doing that, or once it's gone, do you figure it's gone?
I think that when both partners actually want it back, then there is every likelihood that it will. Because in all relationships, things ebb and flow. But when you're both committed to the same kind of goals, you can make almost anything happen. What happens sometimes is people wait too long, and one party or the other has basically emotionally already left the relationship. They might be going through the motions, but they're not really into it. And that's really hard.
So can you tell?
Maybe they'll change their mind. But
Maria, can you tell that by looking at somebody's chart, whether they have lost it, whether they're, and the daily influence, not just the chart, but we all know that there are things that happen every day. The moon's here and there's something is something else somewhere else, and we're affected by astrology. So do you find that sometimes that predicates whether people want to get back together again or not? Okay.
There are certain transits that occur, and most times people will come to me when a planet called Saturn, which is where the challenges are, is in the area of their love relationship. The love relationship is in the seventh house of the chart experience, and when that happens, I know, I can tell that they better look at the relationship, find a way to bring that love back in, or the love's going to be over.
All right, hold on. I want to continue this conversation for a little longer. We'll keep Maria Trilogy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Now 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. This is Your Hidden Power, an exploration for free thinkers with ideas that cross the border of normalcy. Depending on your definition of normalcy, I've never been defined as being very normal, so maybe that's why this stuff comes pretty comfortably to me. But then we're not here for me, we're here for you, to get you to think about things in a different way, and thus the services every week of Maria Francesca Trilogy, who is our resident astrologer. Mary O'Malley, who is our intuitive, is going to join us in a little bit, because I think there's something here for all of us. The catalyst for this conversation, presented by Beth Liebling, who is the host of a program called Love and Laughter with Beth in Houston, and also is the operator of a romantic boutique, best way of describing it, Darling Way. As much as I sound like I'm an open guy, you can hear me kind of flubbing around here a little bit, because I want to make sure that we do this tastefully. And then I think to myself, Beth, Why am I worried about that? Because, a lot of people just don't want to deal with these sorts of things or think that it is it's stinky to talk about love and love, physical love. But yet it is what makes the world go round as much, and Maria will tell you, she's told me 100 times if she told me once that it's the love is the most difficult thing to understand. Maria, do you want to go further with that? How hard it is to even get a handle around what love is, because it demonstrates in so many different ways and is so crazy. And the crazier the people are, the crazier your mind is, the crazier the love experience. Where'd Maria go?
I also said, though, that love is the most beautiful and powerful and exciting, and that is what connects us with other human beings.
Mm-hmm.
If love was not the primary emotion in life, and that's why they say it's either love or fear that we live in. Mm-hmm. So I think love is complicated, and we have to really work hard at it. So the more we can understand love and love between two people and what kind of love or how people interpret love is important. That's why people come for a compatibility chart to look at what each person's vision of love is. And then, and of course, Beth is talking about the love, the passionate physical love that's so critical. And that once we get out of the bedroom, then how do we approach each other? What is our thought process together? How do we come to decisions? What's important to us? Some people want material things. Other people, it's not as important. So we have to constantly bring together the chemistry of these two people and the understanding of the planetary influences, which will only help them to get better at saying, oh, this is the way my mate processes what I'm going through, so I need to understand that in order to understand him or her.
All right. So, Beth, in your experience talking to and working with people who may have problems, intimacy problems, is there an age factor sometimes? I say maybe age and years together, how many years they've been together, perhaps, or is when you get into later years, is it a time for people to, that's when a lot of divorces take place, and I wonder if it isn't because some folks think that at a certain age they're supposed to cut off being physical.
I think that it's the time that people spend together. It's the fact that we get more and more into a rut the longer we are, the harder than it is to turn to a partner and say, you know what, I want something different than what we've been having the past 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Mm-hmm. The best example, and you talked about that this is not necessarily normal, but let me tell you, the one thing I think everybody in the world, regardless of race, culture, upbringing, gender, identity, there's a fundamental part of us that all seek intimacy. And there's a difference between love, sex, intimacy, and orgasm. And we need to identify those. So it's actually, this is the one normal thing. We just don't know how to have these conversations that actually is freeing and fun without shame, that's open and honest. So that's, I'm trying to change our version of normal.
By looking at a compatibility chart, Maria, you can tell whether people should be encouraged to do what Beth has just suggested or not, because with some people, it just isn't going to work, right? The compatibility or what you need to know about your partner, some partners just don't want to deal with this sort of thing, period, end of story, and others do if they're encouraged. And you can see that by looking into the moon. We have the sun, the moon, and the rising sign, those three
and
elements.
We also have Venus and Mars, which is very critical to knowing how people approach intimacy, how they approach love. Some people approach intimacy with, yes, it's fine for us to be lovers, but I want you to then go out and do X, Y, and Z for me to be feel complete and happy and know that you love me. Mm-hmm. I think what Beth is talking about is so critical and important because it is the intimacy of love. And yet there's so much more that has to happen for that love and respect to continue. And yes, there are people that their charts are not compatible. It does not mean that those people don't get together and find a way to love each other. It's just that they need to know that there will always be a challenge with this area depending on what it is that they disagree on. So I think it's work. It takes work to be intimate, to be loving, to be caring, and to be vulnerable enough to be able to tell the partner what is going on and what they want and what they need and how they can get there. And everybody's got their own vision and version. So when we bring two people together, something happens. A relationship is born, and then there's a third component. It's me, it's my partner, and then it's the relationship we have together.
Us.
And that's what needs to be nurtured and nourished.
All right. So let's bring our intuitive in. Mary O'Malley is with us every week. And so, Beth, you can meet Mary. Let's keep everybody together and spend a few more minutes on this. Mary O'Malley is someone who deals in the same problems, only using a different skill set. Because we go, a lot of people confuse astrology and intuitive thinking. It's a completely different craft. So, Mary, we're having a conversation with Beth Liebling, who is, she does a radio program called Love and Laughter with Beth. And by the way, I'm betting that both of you would make great guests on Beth's program to talk about this in more detail, because on that program she has more time to do that sort of thing than we do here. Mary, is the number one thing you deal with intimacy and relationships? Because people come to you for the same reason they go to Maria. They want to know about their love life, romance, health, jobs, that kind of stuff. But is intimacy and relationship number one?
I'd say yes. Right up there with, you know, jobs and business. But yeah, a good deal of my phone calls are about love.
Mm-hmm. And when it's, do you find, because you don't have to ask too many questions. You just, you know, it just comes. So when you see people together, you see things about people, can you tell what the problem is? Like, is it intimacy or is it something else? And then are you pretty direct about saying you want to fix the problem? So what you got to do?
Yes. You know, a lot of it is just accepting the way the partner shows their affection, shows their love. And, you know, I quite often say, this is who this person is. You know, can you accept that? You can state your needs, you know, but by and large, this person isn't coming at it from the same direction that you are. And it's really hard for people. They get, you know, if this person loves me, they're going to treat me, they're going to say this, they're going to act a certain way. And the other person is saying, no, if I love this person, I'm going to show them this way. And unless they're talking about it and understand each other, there's going to be a problem.
Well, so mm-hmm. with Beth,
I think of it.
Go ahead, Beth.
Oh, I was going to say, I think of it like fast food dining. Sometimes hookup relationships are really, you really only get exactly what they're serving. But if you have a longer term relationship, then maybe the kitchen learns to adapt to whoever's with them. Because that's it. It's a combination not only of just what you can offer, but how much can you change and how much can you grow to make sure that what you're serving is what your partner actually wants and needs back.
That's a very interesting way of putting it, isn't it, huh? Thinking about it. Well, there's so many things on the menu with Maria. On the menu are all the various aspects of the chart, and then you have the influences of the day. So you have the ability to almost, I mean, it becomes more complicated than it needs to, but if you really want to understand what's going on, I don't think, and we're not advising here, that you use this as a reason not to do something with somebody. But if you want to know how to get along better, that's where Beth comes in, it seems to me. That's where Maria comes in. And Mary, we haven't really gone there with you, but I would think that that's if people, you know, they come to you, well, do they say, what's my problem or how do I fix the problem? Isn't that what all of you are fixers? Are you not? Mary's hit the phone, right. So, Maria, am I right or wrong?
Yes, yes. And it's just so wonderful, though, when you can find the doorway, when you can understand your partner, when you can decide that I am going to work on this because the value of the relationship and the value of love is so beautiful and so critical, in especially in the world we're living in today when there's so much separation, that we do want to know that I can depend on my partner and my partner can depend on me. And we can just forge together in, you know, out in the world and go to some Tibet store and have some fun. You know, I mean, that fun can be had well into your, you know, 50s, 60s, and 70s. It doesn't mean it has to stop because we reach a certain point, a certain age, or the relationship reaches a certain age. It doesn't matter. There are people who have been married for 50 years and are just still having fun. However, they're finding that intimacy, you know, there's different ways of getting there. And I think to have that be available is beautiful.
Mary O'Malley, who's the oldest person that's come to you, male or female, for advice on love?
Well, I have a couple of ladies that have called that are well into their 70s.
Mm-hmm. Good job, Maria. Francesca Trilogy, who is easy. You can go to MariaFrancescaTrilogy.com and find out what's going on with her there. And Mary O'Malley, who is happy to give you a 25% discount if you mention Good Day when you go to her website, MaryO'Malley.com, O-M-A-L-E-Y. And then there's Beth. Love and Laughter with Beth is the radio program. Go to darlingway.com to find out more about what she has there and how she's advising people. See, I hope this gives people hope. I hope this gives people hope because there always needs to be hope, I think, in relationships. Thank you, ladies. 10 minutes for the hour.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. 2017 marks the sixth year that Sprint is sponsoring the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Starting July 7th through July 26th, Sprint will challenge fans to trivia fun and soccer-related games for a chance to win up to $10,000 and other prizes. At select matches, the on-site football fiesta experience lets you meet soccer legends like American All-Star Brian McBride, along with Jared Borghetti and others from Team Mexico. Learn how to stay connected with Sprint's unlimited freedom plan at Sprint.com/Copa and use hashtag Sprint4Copa. Brian McBride, Team USA.
Sprint doesn't want you to miss a single second of the 2017 Gold Cup action. And with the Unlimited Freedom Plan, you don't have to. Enjoy the best of soccer on a winning network. Works for me.
Offer and coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States, including the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, age 14 or older, who at time of entry are members of Sprint Rewards Club. Sweepstakes begins at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 7, 2017, and ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 26, 2017.
Have you heard about performance-enhancing veggies that help boost your circulation, your energy, your stamina? They exist. And at the top of the list are beets. Loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body for more energy, more stamina. There's no fake energy drink here. We're talking about Super Beets. Super Beets. Exciting information from the folks who created this wonderful product. Actually, Mother Nature created Super Beets. Yeah, grow them. Come from non-GMO beets. They're cooked. They're dried lightly, and then they're powdered, so the dietary nitrates are protected, getting the blood to your muscles, to your brain. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Super Beets. Doug likes Beets.com. Good place to start. Or 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Or order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
Yeah.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Still buzzing about Daniel Craig becoming James Bond again. What did we decide? He was 56. Is that right? How old is he?
Is that right?
I didn't think he was that old.
I saw one place. I think he was 49.
Yeah, he's only 49.
Is he 49?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, all right.
He still has one last run in him.
Well, I would think he could do more than that, but...
Probably.
Supposedly they're paying $50 million to do this. They want him that badly, and he's that important to the franchise, which I find interesting.
Mm.
Imagine going back to the first James Bond, Dr. No, Sean Connery got paid $300,000 to do it. And then they boosted him after that to like $1 million a picture. At the height of Roger Moore doing James Bond, he got $7 million. The others have come nowhere near. Well, I think Pierce Brosnan did. And then, you know, when they start you out, you're at the low end of the scale, and then they see how you're going to do. And this will be the most that was ever paid to anybody to do a James Bond movie. But they're expensive to produce. I think Skyfall was $200 million to produce.
Was it really? Wow.
Yeah, but then it took in almost $1 billion worldwide.
Yeah.
So, hello, that's a pretty good investment. You'd put $2 to get 10 back. Wouldn't you put two bucks in?
Of course, yeah. That's still my favorite James. I mean, Sean Connery is my favorite Bond, but Skyfall's my favorite Bond movie.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was incredible.
I would say in the list of the ones that I like, James Bond, played by Sean Connery, yes, number one. Pierce Brosnan, I liked. I found him
he was underrated.
Quite appealing. Yeah, he was underrated. He should have been able to stay a couple of more times, I think. And then Roger Moore played him so differently, but in such a rather interesting way. There's never been a James Bond movie ever produced that I didn't see. Have you seen them all?
I've seen them all, yeah. And you know, it's funny. I guess it depends on who your first... Well, a lot of people say who your first James Bond was is sort of how you're always linked to. So Pierce Brosnan was my first James Bond, but and I liked him a lot. I thought the movies that they gave him were horrible, and I think if the movies
were
better... if the movies were better, I think he would have lasted longer, because I think he was a very good James Bond, but I find Roger Moore just annoying as James Bond.
Really?
I know so many people love him. He was my mom's favorite. I just can't get into him as James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Something too campy about all those movies.
There was something about Judi Dench as M that
loved
worked
her.
Well.
Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan and Judi Dench worked well off each other, I thought, in the movies that they were in together. That was a good chemistry.
And she was great with Daniel Craig, too.
Yeah.
I thought they had a tougher sort of almost mother-son relationship.
Right.
But I thought she was very good with him, too. I was very sad when she died. Not in real life, obviously.
Yeah.
When M died.
Right, All right. So we continue. Movie Moments. Chucker's not around with us today, but we have some things on. I have a thought on Shy... LaBeouf or Sheila, however you pronounce it. Dipstick he is.
Oh.
It's 57 past the hour.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
All right, so as often is the case, the ladies will be happy to tell you I missed the point of why we do something.
No, we were both, it's not your fault.
Well, we had a good conversation about James Bond, but the real reason we played the theme was because the Broccolis are producing something other than a James Bond flick, Victoria. What is it?
Well, yeah, the same producers of all the James Bond series and books are now starting a new espionage thriller, which will probably turn into a franchise, and it's going to star Blake Lively as a female espionage spy kind of, you know, agent. It's called The Rhythm Section. And so it'll be interesting to see how, I guess these are based on British books. There's a series of novels. So it centers on a woman who learns that the plane crash that killed her family was not an accident. She adopts the identity of an assassin to track down those responsible. Sort of like a Jason Bourne, but a female spin.
Right. All right, Shia, how do you pronounce his name? Shia LaBeouf. I got arrested. He's doing a movie. And he got arrested for being in a drunken stupor or some other foolishness.
He's a mess.
Yeah. But he went all over, made some stupid racist comments. Apparently he was either drunk or on drugs or something when he got arrested. He certainly...
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.